I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:06 on Tuesday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. We are going to talk to Kayla Carpenter right now. She's the project manager of social corporate responsibility at JetBlue. And you're like, why are we talking to someone from JetBlue? Well, because San Francisco needs to win these 100,000 books.
That is absolutely right.
Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning. How are you? Good. How are you doing?
So right now we're not winning. It's really easy to vote on this site, and we're pretty far behind in this.
You can vote more than once.
What?
You can keep voting. You just have to click on I'm Not a Robot in San Francisco. And they said you can just keep voting. Tell them about the guy from Fort Lauderdale last year.
Yeah, we had an older gentleman voting for Fort Lauderdale, our winner this year, and he was voting so many times in a row that we actually shut down his IP address because we thought he was a robot. He called us up and said, hey, I'm not a robot, and he helped Fort Lauderdale win last year.
Tell us what we would win if we were to win this contest.
So our Slurth Reading Program, we bring 100,000 books to the community that wins the book battle. So we are bringing those through a really cool free book vending machine. So right now in Fort Lauderdale, there's 4 machines throughout the city, and families can go use them. You just click, I want that book, and it comes right out. And so that could be coming to San Francisco if you win the book battle.
And so these would go to, we're talking about children's books here and families who can't afford books. This is an opportunity for them to get their hands on some good, solid reading material. And so we're looking at 100,000 books here. It's soarwithreading.com. It takes you right there. You're not searching around for anything. There's 4 choices. Boston and New York are killing us.
They really are, but there's still time.
We're getting destroyed. So it takes 2 seconds to vote for this.
2 seconds.
As Hooman said, we can totally cheat and vote more than once.
That's not cheating. That's totally within the rules. And it's open for voting until August 31st. So there's plenty of time for San Francisco to swoop in and steal the vote.
But you are doing an event today to promote this here in town.
Yes. We really want to get the word out to local residents that their youngest residents could receive these books next summer. So we're going to be at Books, Inc., their Marina location, which is on Chestnut Street.
Oh, Hooman. That's...
Yeah, it's right down the street from my house.
That's Cow Hollow adjacent.
Hey. We'll be there from 1 to 3 today. And we have our local ice cream partner, Double Rainbow, is going to be there too. So we'll be giving out some free ice cream. And make sure you vote and come out and see us today.
What's the website?
Soarwithreading.com.
Soarwithreading.com. Soarwithreading.com. Just please, all our listeners, go there. It's like... It's super embarrassing to be getting crushed this hard by New York and Boston. Like, come on, we have to win this. Thank you very much, Kayla. It's a delight to see you. And thanks for stopping by this morning to let us know what's happening with this and to point out how badly we're losing in this.
Well, thanks for having me. And
don't forget
to vote.
We'll not. And vote more than once. Vote
often. I love reading so much.
I know, me
too. And it's the best thing I've shared with my kid.
Right.
She loves it. She's like, more books.
Books.
There's a point where I go,
amazing.
You're going to bed. That's it. Not another book.
And if you get a kid started reading books early, it's such a workout for your imagination. It's a total escape from things in life.
Reading. Can I tell you something about
the
voting?
Absolutely. Please do.
So we're definitely behind. When we started this an hour ago, we were at 5.2%. We are now at 5.4%.
Oh,
everyone.
Wow. We're up 0.2%. Come on, everybody. We can beat those East Coast towns. Come on. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer. Remember when Amazon was just a place to get books?
No, I don't.
It was the olden days.
It's been a long time.
It has been. My God, what can't you find on Amazon now? We're going to start the celebrity trash with the toxicology reports from Tiger Woods. He had 5 different drugs in his system at the time of his DUI arrest.
The way he talks about it is embarrassing.
Tell me what your thoughts are.
Go ahead and read
this.
I mean, I
don't have his quotes. What I have is his. He said basically, I didn't realize the mix of medications affected me so strongly, but I just have the list. So was there a
there are quotes along what you just said there, which is, well, I got the mix of my medications wrong, and therefore I'm with a new doctor who's helping me get. Dude, you're a junkie.
Right.
You are a junkie if you've got 5 drugs and you're driving around
and one of them,
banging
by the way,
into
THC.
Cars and passed out at a stoplight. You're a junkie. And I know he's a rich junkie, so he seems to think he can get away with it. But that's a dude who had 5 different drugs in his system and was passed out behind the wheel.
This was as a result of the May 29 arrest. He was out of his mind when police officers found his car on the side of the road. He tested positive for hydrocodone, which I guess is the generic form of Vicodin. Hydromorphone, which is a powerful painkiller known as Dilaudid.
Mm-hmm.
Xanax, Ambien, and THC, which is what's in weed. So right. I don't know if he just smoked some or if he's doing ingestibles or whatever else he might be.
Look, I know he's had some back surgery, this is what has gotten a lot of people hooked on drugs is they go into the doctor, they have some medical procedure, they prescribe. I did the story, a couple of weeks back. Doctors are actually prescribing 30 to 60 pills so you don't have to come back. Mm-hmm. Well, by the time you're done with the 60 pills,
you're hooked.
You're hooked on them. And you find yourself looking for more.
And then for a while, they would just continue the prescription. And now they cut you off and people are turning to street drugs to get the same thing. This isn't the first time you've heard of the opioid epidemic. He is going, he's getting treatment. Although you had mentioned the other day, that's really what he's doing is satisfying what the court needs him to do. This isn't necessarily going to cure him. He's entering a DUI diversion program, and it looks like once he's done with the DUI education classes and finishes 12 months of probation, if he does everything, it'll all get wiped right off his record. So he'll go forward with a clean slate.
If you remember, he was claiming that sleep medication was one of the problems during the horror board we had.
Right. The Ambien.
Whether that was because he was having sex on that stuff.
Apparently, some people do that. They're not just, it makes you sort of loopy and crazy. So they're using that for more than just going to sleep.
Right.
To party with.
So I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But he does claim to have severe insomnia.
Well, and he's got bad insomnia. And he's had some, I'm sure has real pain. I mean, here's a guy whose back is all effed up. He's had operations and, it's not, I think that people get so embarrassed when they develop a dependency on something that, if only you could just come forward and go, yeah, I'm one of the millions of people who is part of this opioid problem. I'm addicted to painkillers. I'm addicted to pills. I'll turn to wherever to get this fix. Once people start owning that a little more trying to explain it away.
I'm not saying people don't get insomnia, but a lot of times. Well, first of all, when I went to rehab, they said, because I was like, I can't sleep. They said, no one ever died from not sleeping. So just lay there then.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, damn it. Mm. You won't die. Just lay there.
Right.
Come on. I'm bored out of my head here.
That's what it is.
That's the way they responded to that in the rehab was no. You're just going to lay there.
Oh, you
can't get up and go roam around. Sorry. That's doing it your way is how you got yourself here, punk. And I was like, great, thanks. So I'll just lay here then. And that was their response was nobody ever died from not getting a night's sleep. So just lay there then. But a lot of the things that you need, try meditation. Try creating a dark room and turning the lights down, closing your computer, turning your phone. There's a lot of things you can do before you reach for a pill.
Right. Especially if you're trying not to reach for pills. If you've already just given up and pills are, you're just using that as an excuse to get your pills.
We live at a time when the easiest thing is the first thing.
Right.
I took a pill.
Let me take that pill real quick.
Yeah.
There, my problem solved. Fine.
I won't have to think about it anymore.
Meditation's hard. It is, too, by the way.
You've got to, absolutely. It's a discipline. You know what's not hard? Being Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, he does have it made, doesn't he?
I was reading that this isn't what the story is, but I was reading this morning he's making a Leonardo da Vinci biopic where he's going to play Leo da Vinci.
Is that right?
Did you? I had heard this story years ago, and I saw it again this morning, so it reminded me.
Yeah.
His mom was in a museum and looking at a picture by Leonardo, a painting or whatever, by Leonardo da Vinci when she first felt her baby kick.
Oh.
And so she knew at that moment she was going to name him Leonardo.
Is that right?
Supposedly.
Oh, that's fun.
So isn't it so funny that now he's going to play his namesake in this biopic? Anyway, this story really is, here's the hot new chick that Leo DiCaprio is dating. Will you please pull up pictures?
Here we go, everyone.
Of Lorena Rae, R-A-E. L-O-R-E-N-A-R-A-E. She's a 23-year-old brunette.
Yeah.
Yep. Let Vinny have a look
Vinny,
at that.
Vinny, you're going to be happy, buddy.
Why? I don't get the boner.
I was just looking at her. You see her? You said?
Yeah. I saw her this morning.
She's a little cutie.
19, 20 years younger than him.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
God.
Well, there it is.
A girl.
She's not over made up. She's got very plain, straight hair, but she is stunning.
Is she American? What is she?
I don't know.
Lorena Rae, you say?
Yeah. How'd they meet?
He opened up a magazine, saw her, called his manager, boom.
Said, get me a date with Lorena Rae. He didn't even have her name. Page 16 in this month's Vanity Fair. I'm going to need to meet that.
Page 20, 26, 28.
Line them all up. Let's see which one works. Every month he gets a whole new crop.
She has a million followers on Instagram.
Oh.
Well, she's about to have a million more.
Maybe he DM'd her or whatever.
Maybe. Monday.
I am not
she's
spelling
German.
Oh, is she?
Model made in Germany.
He was seen with her and a friend having lunch on Park Avenue. They seemed like an item. They walked out together and he pulled his hat down over his eyes. They were also spotted at the MoMA, I guess. I'm assuming that's in New York. They were biking together last week, but apparently they've known each other for a little while.
You know, some people among us don't look like they've been in the world at all.
What do you mean?
She just doesn't have scars.
No.
She doesn't have nicks or
she's got youth
bumps or
she's beautiful and young.
I mean, there's
perfect.
No, she doesn't have a janky eye. Her eyebrows are good.
Nah,
she doesn't have busted ears from too many wrong piercings.
No.
Remember that time I stuck a nail through my ear to try and get that earring in, and then someone wrote in and said, dude, you can't put a nail in your... Now you have to go get a tetanus shot.
She didn't do that.
She doesn't have all the dumb stuff. Good for her.
She's got all the good stuff.
I mean, good for Leo.
Yeah, good for Leo. Good for both of them. It's wonderful to be young and beautiful.
Now we know her name.
Yes, we do. Thanks to Leo DiCaprio.
She was on his yacht. Did you already report this part?
No, go ahead.
She was on his yacht with Tobey Maguire and Saint-Tropez.
Yeah, they were spotted in Monaco, too. I want to say at the end of May. So they've known each other for a while, so I guess maybe now it's becoming more official.
The rep says they're not officially dating.
Yeah.
Leo can't be tied down.
Yeah. Well, there's always next month's Vanity Fair to flip through, so.
Did you see Nina Agdal, who he just dumped?
No, who's that?
Oh.
Listen to you.
He dumped her or he just excused her from her harem duties?
He excused her.
You may go home now.
Yeah, I've had enough of you.
It's the chick you just broke up with in May.
Nina Agdal?
Pull up that picture.
I'm looking at this puppy picture of his current chick.
Oh, boy.
What makes
a hot chick cuter? I don't know, kissing a puppy?
Here, I'll bring in Nina. Unless you got it.
I got it.
I want to see Nina Agdal.
Here.
Oh, yeah. She's doable.
Yeah.
Let me have a look. Passing around pictures on the radio.
Come on, you guys.
Well, everyone's going to do it.
Come on, you guys.
They're just beautiful girls.
With a puppy.
Look at,
look at this, Vin.
I do like puppies.
Lucky, lucky Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Good for him.
Tupac Shakur, his 1996 Hummer is going up for auction again. It was auctioned off for $337,000 last year.
Wait, what now?
Tupac Shakur.
Sorry, the puppy had my attention.
I know.
Yeah,
it's a cute puppy.
It's all right.
It is a cute
I mean,
puppy.
He's looking at puppies and paint colors. I don't know what's going on. Tupac Shakur bought this Hummer about a month before his death. It has about 10,000 miles on it. It was auctioned last year for $337,000. But the buyer couldn't come up with the cash.
What?
So now it's going back on the auction block. You didn't miss out after all.
How do you purchase something and then don't have the money for it?
You would think that they would pre-qualify anybody who was bidding. Maybe it was like an online auction. The guy just couldn't come up with the money. Michael Douglas is coming to Netflix. He's going to do a comedy called The Kominsky Method with Alan Arkin. Michael Douglas will play an actor who had some success a while back, and now he's a well-respected acting coach, and Alan Arkin will play his longtime agent and friend. Mm. Chuck Lorre created this show. He's the guy behind Two and a Half Men, mm-hmm. Big Bang Theory. Michael Douglas hasn't been a TV star since The Streets of San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
With Carl Malden back in the 70s. And they say between him and Alan Arkin, they share three Oscars. Douglas won Best Actor for Wall Street, and he was a producer on One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, so they say that that counts when that got Best Picture.
Mm-hmm.
He got that as well. And Little Miss Sunshine is where Alan Arkin won his Best Supporting. He was the grandpa.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Such a cute movie.
Such a good movie. I should watch that again.
Netflix, man, they're throwing out all kinds of dough.
I know. They just got the Shonda Rhimes. She's going to do shows for them.
They got Angelina Jolie's next film. They got Martin Scorsese's next movie.
Well, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
You turn that money around and invest it in yourself, and then people have to have you. I have to have it. I have to have it. I'll tell you, I thought for sure things like Netflix were just going to go away. And they figured out a way because, I mean, DVDs went away, and they just figured it all out.
No,
pioneered it.
Blockbuster went away, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well,
gone.
Blockbuster could have said, we should have an online place where you can stream this stuff.
I love those sites where they show things that used to be, mm-hmm. and it's the Blockbuster logo that we all used to end up at on a Friday.
Yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I got to rent videos. I got to stop
right.
and get
gotta
some
videos.
Got to
have a couple things for this weekend.
So funny. They're just gone.
Right. I mean, the on-demand way that we are living our lives entertainment-wise is, it's, I mean, we were talking about it this morning, like 20 years ago when we started this job, it's, things have changed so much, more than you even think that they ever could.
And now when you see a video store, you think, oh, they're dealing drugs out of that
yeah,
place,
clearly
right?
That's I mean, a front
come
for
on,
something
what's
else.
That?
I mean, please, poker in the back, let's face it.
What?
That's what they're playing in the back room, poker.
Oh!
Mm-hmm.
And not poker.
That's not one of the titles available for rent, Vinny.
What is
that's
wrong
the massage
with you?
Place down the street.
Right.
Hey. Can I give an update on Soar with Reading?
Yes.
Yeah.
When we started, we were at 5%. San Francisco was in last place. We're still in last place, but we're at 7%,
keep
everyone.
Keep going, everybody. Let's vote. SoarWithReading.com. And let's mention that a bunch of times. We should try to win these books.
And you can vote as many times as you want. You're not limited to just once.
Well, people don't have all day, but if you can vote a couple times, that'd be great.
Thanks.
Let's keep mentioning that. Put that in your regular
and look at the Alice973 Instagram, everyone.
Oh, right. You put up a little thing for it.
It's incredible.
It couldn't be easier to vote. They really, SoarWithReading.com. It's immediately there. You're not clicking on anything, just putting your vote in. Willie Nelson had to leave the stage. Breathing issues.
Oh, I totally thought he did an edible when I saw that.
I mean, he says, I mean, Salt Lake City's only at 4,300 feet. Elevation, but he was saying he thought it was the altitude. He's also an old guy.
Yeah.
84, yeah.
Yeah. So he was about an hour into his performance at the show in Salt Lake City. He told the crowd to be right back and never came back. The breathing problem that he was having, he says, was caused by the high elevation. He was playing at the USANA Amphitheater, which is at 4,300 feet. He did go to the hospital just to be sure, but it turns out he's fine. He posted an apology on Twitter saying, I'm sorry to have had to cut the Salt Lake City show short tonight. The altitude got to me. I'm feeling better now and headed for lower ground.
So it wasn't a panic attack from an edible?
I mean.
All right.
I doubt he'd tweet about that if it was. you know, he's the guy who's pro that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, he loves pot.
You know, you don't want to be saying he had a bad experience with it. And let's see.
Well, everyone can have a bad experience with someone or something. I mean, you've had bad experiences with pot, but you love it, right?
I don't really smoke it. I have had bad experiences with it. But I think that if that had happened to me on stage at like Alice's, I mean, I wouldn't, I don't think I'd admit it. I don't, I think I'd just say, oh, it's like, you know, low blood sugar. I don't know what I'd say, but I don't know that I would. Although he is sort of the icon for that.
My bad experiences revolved around securing the drug, trying to get it, hoard it.
Right.
That was always
steal
the
it,
issue.
Purchase
whatever,
it, whatever,
however to get as right. much of that as possible.
All right, that's going to do it for the trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The eclipse is making the news.
All right.
Burning Man, everyone. You still going?
I'm not going, and I don't think John's going either. I know.
Oh, you grounded him?
I didn't. It was a surprise to me when he said he wasn't going to go. What? And more after these. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 8:36 on Tuesday morning.
Days to Friday.
Oh, I could have had that be brought to you by Amazon. Hey, everybody, remember to go to soarwithreading.com because this is brought to you by Amazon, this part, because we can win some books, 100,000 books for kids in the Bay Area. But Boston and New York are killing us right now. Where are we at?
First of all, when you go to soarwithreading.com, you can vote multiple times. And we're all voting multiple times.
Yeah. Well, you are. You're sitting there voting.
When we started at
I'm clicking right now, too.
You're the best, Bryn. Thank you. When we started, we were at 5%. Right now, San Francisco is at 8.5%.
Oh, nice.
And LA's at 9%. Let's at least beat LA.
Everyone's beating us? Even LA?
LA, Boston, New York, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, we started in last place, and we're almost in third place.
All right.
Soar with Reading, everyone, and vote multiple times.
Soarwithreading.com. Let's bring those books here
dot
next summer.
Com.
Dot com. Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our station's website, radioalice.com. That's where you can go to find out stuff or watch this show.
Hello.
Sorry, Jane. I can't.
Hello.
Jane, you're playing a game called Get By Its Real Name.
Sorry, Jane.
Believe that you just don't feel the same. Oh, Jane.
Here's what's happening.
Soarwithreading.com.
You guys done being weird or what?
I'm listening to you, Vinny. I'm guessing we're not done being weird, Vinny.
Thank you so much, Izzy. So we'll begin with the eclipse. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
people love it. A Pennsylvania school district says children won't be let outside for recess during the August 21st solar eclipse.
Yeah. They don't want anyone staring at the sun.
Because of potential harm to the students who look at it. I remember that being a thing in my elementary school at El Camino Real.
Ding, ding.
Shame.
Which they closed. Isn't that weird?
They closed your old school.
I was told that. Yeah, I guess that neighborhood, you know, had a whole generation of young people come through it, and then they left. You know, everyone grew up and left, and the people who own the houses around that spot are just getting old.
Yeah, didn't move out and didn't bring any new kids in.
Right.
That's too bad.
Oh, well. Anyway, so that is going to be one of the issues you see, is that the kids who really want to see it may have to stay home because they won't get to see it at school. Right. I don't know if that's something you would keep your kid from school for.
Some people, you know, probably would if the kid was really into it, or you were really into it, or your whole family was traveling. So, I mean, I can see that happening.
Speaking of your whole family, so you guys aren't all going to Burning Man then?
We never.
Burning Man is coming up on August 27th, everyone, through the 4th.
Yeah.
It's a big event. Started right here in Baker Beach in San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's now become.
It's a thing.
You think it's at $1 billion revenue by now?
I have no
How many
no
years has
idea.
This been going? I bet it is.
I have no idea. It's been 20 years? How long has it been going on? It's just a dust bowl. I was never going to do it. But
well, you were kind of on the fence for a minute there. You were thinking about it.
It looked like they had so much fun, and I was watching the live cams and stuff when my husband was there for his first burn last year. And but then as soon as I saw them get out of that camper when they came back, I was like, well, that's not someplace I can go. They were like just dust witches.
So it says it was first started in 1986.
Oh, geez.
On Baker Beach in San Francisco.
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah, it started here.
So it's that 30 years ago?
Yeah, I guess so.
31 years?
31, right.
Yeah, so, but John said he's not going to go this year.
All right.
I know, I was surprised too.
I mean, everybody gets naked and does LSD. Who doesn't want to do that?
Last year it wasn't on Labor Day weekend. It's actually going to be into Labor Day weekend. He's like, nah, I have just too much stuff to do. And
yeah.
Kids going back to school that week. And he's not.
Yeah, right? Is going back to school that
week? Yeah. We've had a really busy summer. It's been
Senior year?
Junior year.
Oh, okay.
Don't forget about that backyard, everyone. That's keeping them busy.
Right, very busy. A lot going on back there.
Painting?
Not yet. We haven't gotten to that point.
I do love a little YouTube time.
Oh, sure.
I like to watch, you know, guitar lesson videos or some surf stuff or skateboard videos. King of the Road is a skateboard.
Puppy videos. You love
puppy,
those.
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to say that I like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a dog
and
person.
There's so many different dog brands out there today that sometimes you want to see how they are in motion as opposed to in a still photo.
Yeah. Hear people's experiences with them.
Sure. Anyway, Daddy05 is apparently a big superstar on YouTube.
Daddy05.
These parents, I told you the story about them.
Yeah.
They're pretty controversial as they play pranks on their kids. And they video them. Not videotape.
And so now they have to come up with harsher and harsher things each time.
Well,
now
they're in trouble. They're facing...
What was their last thing that they... Is this the thing they were in trouble for? Didn't you tell me something awful thing that they did to these
kids?
They
were facing child neglect charges and are looking at up to 10 years in prison. This is the real dad and the stepmom who were doing this to the children. The real mom... Sorry, I don't know the PC term for this. The bio mom, is that the right word?
Yeah.
She has now... she has custody of the kids, and she even put a video out of her saying, I did not know they were doing this to the kids. The mom's name is Rose Hall.
Oh, no. Who's Daddy05 going to torture now?
She wanted emergency custody of the children so they would be safe. And that's in a video she posted back in May where she tearfully says, it's heartbreaking and disturbing to see these videos where they're screaming at the kids till they cry. As if that doesn't affect them for some reason, since the video is supposedly funny.
Well, they also making the money.
The dad screams at the young son, the youngest child, for spilling ink, apparently making the boy cry. And later, the stepmom reveals it was invisible ink, just a prank. So they're in trouble for this. If you've seen the videos, a lot of people were reporting them. Like, hey, this is not funny. This is child abuse.
Right.
So I don't have exactly what they'll get yet, but they're looking at a possible 10-year sentence. I'm sure they won't, right?
Probably not, but hopefully they learned a lesson. Mm. I mean, they're like using these kids to make money on YouTube. I know, it's
gross.
Well,
what about the kid who said, I don't remember the details of the story. It was the boy with his... girlfriend or wife, and he said, our new prank to launch our channel is going to be you're going to shoot me through this book.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like, I don't want to do it, but okay, where's the gun? And then shot him, and he died.
It went right through the book.
Well, because it was a huge gun.
The book didn't stop it.
And the book didn't stop the bullet, and he died. And that's the end of their channel and their relationship and his life and more. So these people will do anything for their
extremes.
Extreme.
Good news. Guam just went. Whew.
Guam.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has decided not to launch a missile attack on Guam for now. If we persist.
In what? We don't even.
I don't know. He's got his own thing going on there.
He really does. Oh, the world's so scary.
Hey, you like games, right?
Love
Let me bring
games.
Up some nonsense real quick.
Okay.
On last Saturday night, we went to our friend's house as their daughters, just like your son, left for Berkeley yesterday. Mm-hmm. Their daughter's about to leave for Chico.
Chico!
We all had dinner together, and then the kids split, and we sat down to play a game called Fibbage.
Oh,
you know it.
On the computer. You play it on
the
Xbox.
Well, we played it on the regular TV.
Yeah. On the Xbox or whatever.
But it works through your phone.
Yeah.
You know this.
It's a great game.
Oh, you like it.
I do. I haven't played it in a couple years because they ran out of questions. Like we were starting to get repeat questions.
You finished the Fibbage game.
It didn't take long. We played it. We played, you know, a few rounds and we started seeing repeat questions again. It's super fun. I don't know how they got it.
I'm just mentioning it because for, you know, an evening of just sitting around doing something silly, it was super fun.
Yeah.
You make up a lie for the answers to the questions and you're competing with the room and everyone uses their phone to play.
It's great. It's like, in a way, it's like the dictionary game, because isn't it like, they give you an example of like a word and you have to like come up with a definition for it or answer the question, and then people guess which one they think is the right one. They know what theirs is, obviously, because everybody's answer gets up on the screen. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah.
And then you guess, like if I guess yours, you get a point for that.
Right.
And if you guess mine.
And it's just typical ridiculous nonsense that people
really
get
fun.
Together and like you pick your own name. I was Graciella, and they're like, and the missus, she puts her name down, and our friend Lisa goes, Playa, Playa.
Playa,
playa, playa.
We're already laughing, and we've only done our names at this point. So it was really fun. So I don't know if that's something you are into.
Yeah,
it sounds like
one.
You've already.
I was thinking, though, we were just talking about Fibbage the other day. We were
really?
Like, oh, we should try it again. I wonder if they've added new.
Oh, it was fun.
And there's a fun host. Is it? There's a.
The guy who voices it. I got to look it up. I didn't look it up. His name, Cookie Masterson or something mm-hmm. is the fake name he uses. But the voice is recognizable.
As someone. I don't know who it is, but I felt the same way.
As soon as I heard it. Yeah. But it was
snarky.
I'm looking at it.
Type in voice host of Fibbage.
Fibbage.
I know it's saying Cookie Masterson, but I'm trying to get the real name.
Who is that?
But it was it's fun. So yeah. if Well,
that's
you already
fun.
Know.
Tom Gottlieb?
I don't recognize that name.
Huh.
Certainly not a DJ I know of.
No, but he could be a DJ. He's a voice. He seems like a voice guy.
Well, I recognize the voice from something.
Right. Maybe it's on some ad or something that we've
or
heard.
Other games. You know what I had to look up the other day? You seen that Dr. Pepper commercial with that little guy? The sweet guy?
Oh, yeah. Is his name Sweet?
Yeah, I think. Or Sweetie. Sweet? Maybe it's just Sweet?
But it's Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, what about him?
It's Justin Guarini.
It is?
Yes.
The guy who lost to Kelly Clarkson on the first series of American Idol?
Going, who is that? And finally I looked it up and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's
He's
Justin
got
Guarini.
Work. Oh, phew.
I'm so
Good
happy
for
him. I know.
Does he have to sing in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does
Oh, that's
a
great.
Thing.
Can I see that?
Yeah. See if you can find it.
See if we can find that.
Just a little bit, but he's just little like, I don't know.
Oh, I hope it catches on.
It's
I want that guy
funny.
To work, the poor
it's,
thing.
It's not a new commercial. It's been around for
oh,
years.
Darn it.
But it's
never
still,
seen it.
Yeah, it's cute.
No, he's done a few of them. Funny. There's more than one.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
The latest one is in the pool.
Oh, he's like a very tiny. Oh my God, it doesn't even look like him. That's cute.
Isn't that just funny?
That's. That Guarini kid.
Yeah.
Doesn't look anything like him.
Sure
no, it doesn't.
He looks like a little Johnny Depp in yeah, the Pirates
right.
type of guy.
Like a rock star pirate dude.
Did you guys play You Don't Know Jack? I Don't Know Jack?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of
People
you
said
don't know
that's
Jack.
The same. It's from the makers. Fibbage is from the makers of that, and it's the same voice.
Oh, maybe that's
really
where
fun.
We've heard it from.
Like you use your own phone, and mm-hmm. you play right there in the living room in front of the TV, and man, we killed an hour. Just laughing and being
easy.
Silly.
You do. And sometimes people give up and they just start writing funny stuff just to get a laugh
well,
out of the room.
It's not one of those trivia games where you kind of got to know stuff.
Right.
You actually are, it's nonsense stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be dumb.
And that's part of the fun.
Right. Well, everyone's got a condition these days, right?
Yeah, what have you got?
I mean, you don't make fun of this person.
Oh.
You get her some help.
What's she got?
A 42-year-old woman near Sydney, Australia, who can't stop shoplifting.
Oh.
Says she gets such a rush of adrenaline from doing it that she poops herself.
Oh.
She's done it at least 4 times recently.
And poops herself every time.
Including once at the grocery store where the security camera caught her.
Pooping
herself.
You did.
A judge recently decided not to send her to jail for it because she needs to see a therapist. She needs help, Sarah.
Well,
everybody's got
help.
A condition.
If you continue to do something that causes you to poop your pants in public, you do need help. She does need help.
Well, she just got in trouble again for stealing a drill back in May.
A drill? What'd she need a drill for? She didn't need a drill. This was a woman who does need help.
She
needs to be clogging the jails. Pooped herself in the tool aisle.
Pooped herself.
Oh, I pooped myself. Maybe she's just into that. Maybe it's not about the stealing. It's about the pooping.
It's a fetish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bust her. What do you mean? What is this? She's stealing stuff.
But she's also pooping herself.
I don't understand. The guy was...
If every time you
did
something, you pooped
your pants. That guy who stole my
house,
the judge was like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. This lady's stealing.
If every time...
Why do people get to steal stuff all of a sudden?
They don't get to. This woman has a... I mean, that sounds like a real problem. Like a mental...
Boot myself.
Problem. If every time you did something, you pooped yourself, you'd immediately stop. And the fact that she can't means that this is a deep-seated psychological issue. Because you would stop. Wouldn't you guys?
I wouldn't shoplift, Sarah.
Forget shoplifting. If there was something that you did that caused you to poop yourself and you couldn't stop from doing it and you had to continue to do it even though you knew you were going to poop yourself, it's more than just a stealing problem. It's a real
wouldn't
problem.
Wouldn't you try to clear out before you go out
and put
hit
it
the hardware
on,
store?
Yes,
or wear diapers.
Right,
yeah.
I'd put a diaper on. That's why I'm saying it. This is like, she's... effed up. Like, there's something going on there. Like, she's not even taking for... She knows it's going to happen.
So throw her in the slammer anyway.
Forget
come on.
The slammer. She, that's not
she's
what she
a
needs.
Crook.
God.
She's a filthy crook,
no,
too.
She's
the definition of a filthy crook.
You
she
dirty
steals
crook.
Stuff and she's got crap in her pants.
Oh, my God.
Poor police. Got to deal with that. Oh, my God.
I feel bad for her.
Crap yourself.
And I got to put you in my car.
How about we run you along the side? Just let's... let me cuff you to myself and we'll just drive slowly. You just walk along and...
we'll try not to drag you. Okay, I think it's time for a break. We'll be right back.
What?
Oh, what?
Sore with Rita, you want an update?
All right.
Yes, I do want
an update. Everyone, we just passed Los Angeles. All we're
right.
in third place now with 10.9%. When we started this morning, we were at 5%. The next one we got to beat is New York at 36%. We can do it. Soar with reading.com. Vote as many times as you can for San Francisco.
Nice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.